So welcome to this edition of the Racing Roundup. It's a St. Ledger special, and we've been having quite a few people getting in contact with us, saying to us as well along the way, when is going to be the next show, when are Bobby and Jim going to be reunited? And what I can say to that is that it's here, it's on Town Moor. Jim, are you pleased to be back working alongside me?
Oh, Bobby, you know, you've been such a superstar here at Town Moor today, running around for various people and taking charge of everything. You've been hopping in and out of beds, eating ice creams. There's nothing you haven't done.
I said, and not forgetting jumping on the sofa as well, the big sofa in the main reception as you walk in.
Yes, well, you know, you've got a youngster called Riley who's jumping up on the sofa all the time, so it was no surprise you did likewise.
He's been teaching me how to do it and not hurt yourself in the process as well. Jim, we'll talk about the William Hill St. Ledger. It's the world's oldest classic. In my eyes as well, I'm sure you agree, it's another cracking renewal.
Well, it's a very interesting race. I don't know that it's quite up overall to the quality we had last year. Well, I think we had half a dozen really, really good horses. But there are two or three very interesting ones, and it should make for a very good race.
It certainly should, indeed. If we start with how it stands at the moment, La Ti Da, she will run on a Saturday. La Ti Da will run, and she's currently now heading the market, Jim, ahead of Kew Gardens.
Yes, La Ti Da is an unbeaten filly who was being aimed at the Oaks, and she got very ill. She ran a temperature and was apparently very deflated. And I think John Godson used the word depressed when he talked about her after York. So he brought her back very steadily, and she was very impressive in the Galtrist Stakes there at York, over a mile and a half. And Frankie Dettori got off and said, "We've got to go for the Ledger." Now, it took the owners a week or so to agree, but eventually they have.
Yeah, they certainly have. Indeed, La Ti Da, currently your favourite. Interesting with Kew Gardens, because he has been a relatively short price favourite for the time being, prior to La Ti Da being declared a definite runner in the William Hill St. Ledger. Now, Kew Gardens was third in the Great Voltigeur, behind Old Persian, who was going to line up as well on Saturday. Well, why do you think the money came in for Kew Gardens?
Well, Kew Gardens is a horse who missed the King George in the summer. He won the Queen's Vase at Royal Ascot, and then he followed up very quickly in the Grand Prix de Paris, and he was supposed to run for Aidan O'Brien in the King George at the end of July, and he got a virus and he was taken out and given a rest, and they were adamant he needed that race in the Voltigeur Stakes at York behind Old Persian, as you said, where he gave Old Persian a little bit of weight. They meet at level weights on Saturday.
I really like Old Persian. He impressed me when he won the Great Voltigeur at York a few weeks ago, and I think he's got a great chance. He's round about the 7-1 mark, Jim, and I think it could be a good each way.
I'm not so sure I agree with you, Bob, because I do think Kew Gardens will beat him this time, and I think La Ti Da will beat him. Whether he can make the three, I'm not going to say you're wrong. It is a chance, but I think you've also got to put Loxley and DXB in as horses to consider.
You know what, I'm glad you mentioned DXB, because there's two horses I were going to say to you that I do fancy against the field on Saturday, both each ways. One of them is Old Persian, we've just alluded to him. The other one is DXB. I think DXB has got a lot of things going for him, which I think could fall right for him. Whether or not he's good enough to win it remains to be seen, but he's going up in trip. And not only that, but the ground as well. Last time when they run him in the Gordon Stakes at Glorious Goodwood, it was good to firm. It was relatively quick ground. I think on the ground on Saturday, I think he's also a good each way.
If we get rain, and they're not absolutely certain if and how much, but there is a fair chance we could cop a couple of showers before the Ledger on Saturday. So if we get it, I agree totally. And I think if you had to say now, where's the value in the market at the minute? 14-1 with William Hill, DXB. On that Derby run, he hasn't had the chance to run on similar ground since then. It would have to be right there.
If we do go back to the Derby as well, Jim, I can remember Mark Johnson got interview on the TV afterwards. And did he say something on the lines that he felt it was the best Ledger horse he ever had? Or something along those lines?
Well, Mark has had two thirds in the St. Ledger before, hasn't he?
Yeah. One.
Double Trigger, yes, in 1994, and Bandari in 2002. But I think he's right. The horse finished second in the Derby, staying on very strongly. He's a touch of the slows. If it doesn't rain, he'll struggle on Saturday. But if they get rain and they make it a slog, he'll go very well.
You know, you mentioned about the St. Ledger there in Double Trigger. He won the St. Ledger Italiano, didn't he?
He did indeed. And of course, he became a standing dish in the Doncaster Cup. But of course, people are on about fillies in the Ledger. And La-ti-da made up down the bottom for Andrew Balling, another improving filly. But she's got plenty more to find to win this. 16 fillies have run in this in the last 50 years. 16, right? Okay?
Yep.
Five have won.
Yep.
Six have finished second, and yep, five have finished third. That is a fantastic overall record. I read somewhere in a paper last week that fillies have a bad record in this. Don't listen to that bloke. They've got a great record in it. Not many have run, and when they run, it's usually a big hint. Now, of the five that have won, one of them won in 1959, Cantello.
I think I know this link. Was it owned by William Hill?
It was owned by William Hill. Bobby, we've had a 33-1 winner today and you've just bought in a 50-1.
Oh, that reminds me. You know when we was at Newmarket this year for the Craven?
Yes.
We interviewed Kevin Ryan, can you remember?
Yes.
And what did he say to us? We said about his two-year-old to look out for this season.
The Great Air.
And he said he's running on Thirsk. He says, I don't know if he'll win, but he will be one to keep an eye on throughout the season. And today he's turned up in the Weatherbys and he's won at 33-1.
Yeah, and we never had a penny on it.
We didn't.
No. But anyway, I mean, it would be a big thing if Mark Johnson, DXB, could take this, because there have been only three Northern trained winners of the St. Ledger since 1874. And no, I wasn't there before you asked.
Well, you took it away. I was going to say, but you beat me to it.
Furthermore, Okay. Those three, since Apology in 1874, were all trained at Moulton. Apology was the last Northern trained winner in Middleham. And he's trained at Ashkill Stables, okay?
Yep.
And he was owned by a vicar.
Okay.
Who had to give up his holy orders when it was found out he owned a Triple Crown winner called Apology. Or she was a filly. So anyway, it would be a big, big thing for Middleham, big thing for Mark Johnson, who's having a fantastic season. So, it's a fascinating race.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm just trying to think, the last Northern winner in more recent times, I want to say 2002, Bolin Eric, is that right?
Well, I've just said that.
I know, but I was trying to... Yeah, okay. You did say that. Did you honestly just say that?
I said there'd been three trained since 1874.
But you never mentioned to me, Samir Bolin Eric and Kevin Darley.
Cantello, Pelleed, and Bolin Eric.
Oh, you have now. I'll let you off. You have now. Obviously, just talking to him as well, it's a shame that Wells Fargo's not going to take his chance.
Well, we haven't time to talk about the ones that are running, never mind the ones that aren't running. So, yes, it is a shame. Yeah, he's had a stress fracture and he won't be back till next season.
Best of the rest, Jim?
I can't see that one of the ones we've been speaking... Oh, we haven't mentioned Loxley, the other Godolphin runner.
Yeah.
I don't think his form is very strong, but he has won his last two races in France very well. So you can't knock him. He can only do what's put in front of him. Mm-hmm. He'll have to step forward again, but he's a lightly raced horse, and that is a possibility. So, okay, twisting my arm, I'd say he was the best of the others. But I think if the ground stays as it is, Frankie will win on La-ti-da. If it came up really soft or we got plenty of rain, I think DXB will give you a really good run for your money at 14-1, and I'd put him in front of her then.
So they'd be your selections for the William Hill St. Ledger on Saturday. Hey, Jim, you'll be so proud of me. Guess what?
What, Bob?
I'm wearing socks with a suit.
You look very smart today. You have had a sponsor. But go on, I know you want to mention them.
Yes, I've been very kindly dressed, suited and booted. The attire has been provided by Ben Sherman, the Ben Sherman Outlet Shop at Lakeside Village, just down the road. And people have commented, such as your good self, Jim, saying how smart I look.
Yeah, you look very smart. You've done a good job today. But don't inflate yourself too much, Bobby. Don't get that head too swollen, because you've got another long day tomorrow and on Saturday.
I certainly have indeed. Jim, as always, thank you very much for your time. It's great to be reunited with you.
Lovely to work with you again, Bob, and good luck for the next 2 days.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, due to work commitments, from now on, the Racing Roundup will only be specials ahead of big race days and meetings as well. So we will keep you informed via social media. But from here at Doncaster, Martin Kemp is playing this evening here at Doncaster. Me and Jim are going to go enjoy it now, put his dancing shoes on. But from me, Bobby Beavers, alongside Jim McGrath, thank you very much for tuning in.